We started that set of music with Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking. Where is our go-go cage, Jane? Where is our go-go cage?
I have white boots.
Remember? I know you do. Yes. And you just heard Jan Arden and Steady On from her brand new album, Descendant. We're so happy to have Jan join the morning Zoom today because Jan is awesome. And also to mark International Women's Day. Can't think of a better great Canadian than you. Thanks for joining us, Jan.
Oh, my pleasure to be here and right back at you.
Jan, you are no stranger to current affairs. You comment regularly on your Twitter feed about various events. Just want to get your thoughts on what's happening in Ukraine. And, you know, at the end of 2 years of this pandemic, it's a really tough time for people to be dealing with both of these events at the same time.
Yeah, it is. It's heartbreaking. And oh, sorry. I've got a puppy that's being very disruptive right now. It is. It's nerve-wracking. I think so many people are losing sleep. You know, when we talked about wars in the past, we were always referring to something that happened 50 or 60 years ago in our lives. So this generation, we've never really seen a European conflict. There's certainly a lot of freaking wars going on the planet at any given time, you know, with Yemen and you know, Syria and just things that are constantly happening. So I think people are really being challenged mentally. But I think I try and stay away from the news on a regular basis. And it's not that I want to bury my head in the sand, but I don't sit at 10 o'clock at night and fill my brain with everything that's going on and things that I'm really helpless to change. Unfortunately, these issues are in the hands of people a lot higher up on the ladder than I am. So I try and send out positivity. I try and help where I can. I gave money to the Red Cross. I'm you know, giving bits and pieces to, you know, animal welfare where I know people's pets and their humans get assistance. So I think we do need to roll our sleeves up and to give where we can. There's lots of places that are credible. The Red Cross is always, you know, a wonderful place to give money. They have people on the ground there already. It's taking a breath. It's realizing there's things in life you can't control and praying that things are resolved diplomatically. But, oh, my God, it can always be worse, you know. my mother's famous words, you know, you think wearing a mask is a big, you know, problem in your life. You know, my God, you got to wear a mask into a grocery store. And then you see these people literally taking their cat in a bag and walking hundreds of miles to a border.
Yeah, right. Perspective, exactly. Before we go any further, we have lots of questions for you, but I got to know about your puppy. Can you just tell us the name and the breed and all the things?
His name is Poppy.
Poppy?
He was born on November 11th, which is one of the reasons I named him Poppy. Yeah. And he's a Morkie, so he's Yorkshire Terrier and Maltese. I think he's mostly Yorkshire Terrier, although he's probably going to be about 5 pounds. He's just a... He's a really good little guy. I'm not sure if he even likes me yet.
But, and Jan, we know you're mourning the loss of your former Morkie, Mitty.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to get another dog.
You weren't going to?
No. And Mitty died is September the 3rd, and she was 13. Like, mm-hmm. She had a good go. She had heart things, and this dog kept popping up on this feed, you know. I think the internet listens to you. Like, people are always talking about your phones, hearing, if you talk about maxi pads, all of a sudden you'll see an ad for a maxi pad on your Instagram feed, and you're like, what the hell is going on? And so he popped up a few times in December, just a little guy, and it was a site called petfinder.ca. And I'm thinking, I'm not getting a dog. I'm not ready for a dog. And then he popped up again, and then I sent a little message to the owners. Is he still available? He's our last one. We had a litter of five. You know, we're not doing any more litters. These people own the mom and the dad, and they had done one litter before. And this was the second, and they weren't doing any more. And I just thought, oh my, and I had a friend here from London. He says, I'll bloody help you. You know, I'm going to be here another 2 weeks and we can do it together. And you know, all of that kind of stuff. So here he is. We met in Red Deer with cash. We went to Edmonton. I felt like I was doing a drug deal.
I love it. Well, Sweet Poppy sounded very cute just a moment ago, and now he's had his moment on the radio, so there you go.
Well, that's his bark. Like, he always sounds like he's hurt, but he's literally, he doesn't like me being on the phone. It's really good. I mean, I'm out here, I really am in a very rural area. I'm in a forest, and I knew after Mitty was gone that it was so quiet, and I like being alone. I've been single for 5 years.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it, and I've been out here all my life, and I work out here, and I've always got people coming and going. But I just was missing that, and I thought, no, I'm gonna get another little dog, and I'm really glad that I did.
That's
okay.
Nice.
Jan, you know what? This conversation needs to continue. It can't be right now, but we would love to have you back, and I need you to promise us that you will come back on the radio right now so that we have proof that you're going to come back.
Anytime. And we'll be doing stuff in person. I really do feel like there's...
Listen, from your lips, I love it. Thank you so much, Jan Arden, a wonderful friend to Zoomer Media, to Moses, all of us here. Good luck with your first novel. Wanted to talk to you about that. It'll have to wait for another time. And your TV show, your podcast, your new album, and all your tour dates, including Massey Hall, May 24th and 25th, and Happy International Women's Day. Our very special guest, Jan Arden. Thank you.
Thank you very much.